Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's a brand new episode of Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. Now, this week, I have a special guest, and we did meet through a mutual friend on Clubhouse, and her name is Nicolina Weather. Welcome to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All.
Hello, and thanks for having me. Very excited.
It's another one where I have to tell everyone it's been a long time coming for us to sit down and have this amazing conversation. Plus, you know, I had to have her on because she's a clarity girl like myself.
Yes, I've been listening to some of your episodes. I really love it. It's so much useful information.
You know, definitely. What? Thank you so much, because that's what I wanted. And that's why I was even discussing with you like a shorter episode, so people can really just, you know, hear the experience and get the tips that they can put into play, which I know that we'll get a ton from you. So with that being said, will you go ahead and tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I like to call myself a success empowerment coach for creators and sensitives predominantly, and I like to help them, you know, build their passion projects or businesses. And I find especially, but there's a certain type of personality which often people who are more sensitive, quiet, gentle, and they often just need different strategies than the ones who just have, you know, your classic go-getter. And it often starts, funnily enough, with getting clarity. I mean, that's why this is, I mean, I hadn't intended that, but that's actually why it is quite fitting, because I find for some people it's kind of almost this first step of understanding where they want to go, why they want to go somewhere, or why it would be good for them. Yeah, it's certainly something I went through for myself unintentionally. And that's also something I just think it's beautiful if you see these kind of people thrive who are, not often, at least in the beginning, not the people who allowed or take a lot of space or a stage or, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just beautiful to see them thrive.
Especially when you're on the other side of it, because you truly have to do the work in order to even explain to someone how to get clarity, where to start. Now, can you take us back to really what was the beginning steps for you to take clarity at, really at any piece of your life?
So for me, I think it kind of found me. I don't think I ever went looking like, oh, I need more clarity or something, but it was more like things were just not falling into place. I know I was very stressed at some point, and insomnia, and, you know, yeah, later on eating disorder and all that good stuff that we get when things are not falling into place. Yeah. Not massively, but, you know, like things were just not, I don't think I would ever feel in control of my life without understanding that that was a missing piece, or that, you know, how much of me is up to me, which sounds very like, oh, mindset, woo-woo, and you know, you're the creator of your life. Yes. But even if you just take it really back down to your day-to-day, there's, I think we chatted about that at some point before, about that, just even understanding that you can have goals, for example, or it's like something that pulls you towards something and that actually can bring you alive and makes your experience of life better. And that's worth going for it. And you just feel great doing it. All these things, I just didn't know that growing up. I was like, yeah, I want to be a rock star, or I want to be a dancer or whatever, but not ever anyone told me that I can have that, or what I have to do to be able to do that, if that makes sense.
Complete sense. And, you know, gosh, even sitting there, and when you bring up, and just like a trigger warning, when you bring up eating disorder, it's something that I struggled with for so long. And I went into a program thinking, and it was mindset. It was, connection with your mind and your body. And I got a coach, and I was so focused on just losing the pounds. That's when I lose those 100 pounds, I'm going to be happy. My life will change and all of those things. And when I sat there and had to explain what my why was, it was so eye-opening. Like, because my goal kept being in this external thing, but I couldn't even tell you like why, other than the fact that I thought it would just give me this, I mean, it was going to fix my entire life. And it was so eye-opening to realize that, like, I always say that the weight that I was actually carrying was in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, there was no direction. I didn't have a why. And if I gave you a why, it was from something 10, you know, to 15 years ago, which I call, you know, my past lives, per se. I always say, like, a new decade's a new life. But it was just eye-opening that there was no direction. The direction was just keep going in this constant cycle and never to actually move anywhere. So I can definitely understand even from that point. And when you do start implementing, even asking yourself, what goals do I want? I don't know about you, but I got kind of stressed out when the spotlight was on me. When I had to answer these questions for myself, direction, oh, well, you know, it's just going to be in this external thing. Once I get to a certain point, I'll be happy, instead of even being in the day to day, which you were talking about.
Yeah. And so exactly what you say, it's half the time it's outside ideas that we are striving for. Yeah. There's a disconnect to what we really want or really need or really desire, like really. And at the same time, I think it's good to have goals, obviously. I'm all for it. I think some of my colleagues, they are sometimes a bit more, well, let's kind of just put you in a feel-good space. And I'm like, nah, because what I've then experienced, especially when I found coaching and things like that, so first this was more, you know, with spiritual teachings and healing stuff, and then I got more into coaching, is that once you actually have something that's really meaningful to you, or that you really start to own and you really start to make the changes, and, like, for example, change your lifestyle, or, you know, restructure your day so you get more done and in a holistic way, or whatever it is that you actually want to do, or, you know, have a different relationship or whatever, that can be so empowering. Like, when you actually then move into, actually, I do want to make all these things happen, but exactly like you said, the why has changed, or the reason, or the way you approach it. And then you actually end up still, you know, getting your results, but you, like, what really matters is the growth on the inside, what, like, going for it. So that's, for me, is like, well, like, oh, amazing. Like, when we start building stuff and someone just grows while they're trying to make stuff happen.
Yes, because I totally believed that, and I beat myself up for it. I had that tomorrow, everything was going to change. Like, I can wake up tomorrow and have an entire routine because I have it written out. You know, I can just implement it. Or, you know, I just kept thinking that it was an overnight change. A lot of times when setting goals, oh, tomorrow I can get that $100,000. That's my goal, to pay off something. But as you said, it's building. Like, you're really building something each and every day. You're adding a goal, or maybe that goal doesn't align with you anymore, and you're shifting. And I think that is the biggest thing when we're talking about direction and setting goals, is that you have to be able to get clear, set very specific goals even for yourself. Like, I don't know about you, but I always come back to this Jeep, and it's just a dream Jeep, because the feeling that I get when I think of this Jeep is like hair blowing in the wind and just like jamming out to some like 90s, early 2000s music, and just like singing at the top of my lungs, and like the sun is coming down. Like, that's what I think when the feeling I want when I get this said Jeep. But I've gotten so specific, like, I know what color, I know what make, I know what model, I know what tires I want, I know what I want inside. And that also goes for just like a morning routine, right? You think about the structure of your routine, you want to get specific, but not everything changes in a day, that's for sure. But you're heading in that direction to where you will have your Jeep or your morning routine, as how I put it, you know? And also giving yourself grace to change direction. So knowing you can change your mind, knowing that you can come back, but it's all about getting clear so that there's a path that you can see and you start going down it. So I like that you put it in an aspect of building, because it's not just one to like 60 in a minute. It's changing your life. And the impact that clarity has brought me is such like a focus point as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really like this whole idea of falling in love is a process. I mean, you thrive maybe for the goal, but it's the process, because no success, and I use that word personally very broadly, like not just career and money, but anything in life. Nothing, like you said, happens overnight, and it's really like you have to fall in love with working out, no matter if that's, you know, actually fitness, or if that is learning a new skill, or, you know, playing an instrument, a language, coding, whatever your thing is, you know, cooking, how to be better with your kids, whatever it is, like all these things are processes. And it's that's like when you can fall in love with that, you start to fall in love with your day, you know, with all those little bits of actions. And if you have a good day and another one, you end up, you know, eventually having a good week. And a few good weeks make good months and a good year. And that's how, at least for me, I feel like, well, actually my life is really great. And yes, I still want the stuff, but it's literally there to inform what I do today. It's not just, like you said, to be like, oh yeah, and then everything's going to be better and different and fine, but now I'm miserable. No, it's to make, design everything so I can enjoy myself, enjoy the process of getting there. And if I get the stuff, yeah, it's great. But by then, I hopefully have built new goals.
Right, because that's what I'm also saying too. Is like once you get to that goal, okay, it's done. But I like the anticipation of a goal lights me up. Like, you know, I'm going to vacation in 3 months or something like that, and you just think about it and the feelings that you get. And I think that's also our motivator in a lot of times. Yeah. But it's from here to there that you talk about, which is very much the journey and having that direction. Why do you think we push back a little bit on finding direction? Why do you think that this is like a struggle for us? Because I know why I did, but I've seen you work with a lot of clients as well that I know there's pushback at the beginning, like, oh, I can't do this, or this is hard.
Well, I mean, these days I focus a lot on people who kind of already have an idea of what they want to do, I think.
Okay.
I think the main thing I see, which is kind of how I've experienced it, well, two things is, A, you have never learned it. That was more me. It was like, what do you mean? I can like take charge of my life and make stuff happen. You know, who never told me? No one ever told me that. I can design things the way I want them to have them. And of course, I mean, it could have other reasons, like a big setback maybe, and you lost faith. Or believe in yourself or something. Yeah, I think that are the only reasons. Either you never learned it or something happened while you lost sight of it. I think, do you know of any others, or how's it for you?
No, I mean, for me, I feel like both. Like I was super goal oriented, you know, especially in high school. And in school, I feel like your days are structured, your years, what you know, in 4 years, I'm going to do this. Like, I feel like a lot of our younger years are already kind of structured like that. So I would say in my 20s, I was running on the thought of what I wanted when I was 18. So I really carried like that decade, and then just not believing a lot of times I was in that limiting belief that I was deserving or worthy of a certain position or a certain career, or, you know, just constantly running. And honestly, I wasn't doing anything to get clear. I just felt like once I got, again, I was living in that destination standpoint, like, oh, once I get here and I make X amount of money, then I'm going to be happy because everything's taken care of. But I just ended up burning out, like, completely. So in that sense, I feel like I didn't know. Then I burned out. And just had navigated away from it, not realizing. And like you said, it's almost like when someone else, like when my coach was like, Crystal, if you need permission, like, let me be the one to give you permission to create a life that you want. And I was like, you know what I mean? Do I need permission? I almost did, because I couldn't believe it. And then pulling, like doing things throughout the day that wasn't like, oh, well, such and such didn't do it. Or look at them over there, the comparison game, looking at everyone else, or expecting my life to just construct itself, I guess, into a life worth living. I think we often think it's just all going to fall into place somehow. And there's so much more power that we actually have just by getting clear, just by having clarity and taking the steps and asking ourselves questions. And I think goal setting is so crucial that you need to constantly be coming back to your goals. I always tell people to vision board so that you can have it up and be specific and tie a feeling into it. I talk about navigating, you know, what do you want in your business and what does success even look like for you? I love how you put success at a broad range, because success, you know, for me is right here, right now. Like, I'm successful. I woke up today. I had my coffee. I'm sitting here and, you know, getting to do this podcast with you, which totally lights me up right now, is success for me. You know, so it has to be set in stone to what you see success as, and then navigate your goals like that and set them up. But I think often we set New Year's resolutions thinking, oh, there's my weight again. I'm going to, you know, make weight loss a thing. And Lord knows I've done it for years. But actually the thing that I was most needing to change was, like, I was hungry for life experience, and I needed to implement that into my life. So we think that they're just going to work because we make them, but we don't tie a feeling, we don't tie a why, and we're not sitting there being clear, because why do I want to even lose the weight? You know, obviously we can go on a health day, but what's the real reason as a human that I'm navigating? I always use weight because everyone uses that as a resolution. But, you know, like, even stepping into, like, the business, I had to get clear on how fast or how slow I was going to navigate into being an entrepreneur, because, you know, you can sit there and overcommit and deter away from your goals because you're just in this cycle of spinning. So I think goal setting in that is so important, to find direction of where you're going and to love the journey that you're on. But you get to make it. Yeah. You get to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could go into, like, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't stay with just having goals. You have to build them in. And that, for me, that means having, you know, routines, habits, identity change. Because, I mean, otherwise, goals don't tend to happen if you don't really get clear exactly what it, like, get clear what the goal looks like, but also, again, what does your daily actions look like? And can you see yourself doing that thing? If it doesn't excite you, you're possibly not going to do it for very long. So you need to find a way of making it enjoyable, making it, you know, somehow nourishing for yourself, or finding, you know, again, like, I love talking about healthy living or weight and all these things, because they are such great practical examples. You know, for example, finding a way to exercise that you actually enjoy doing. And if that means dancing around like a lunatic in your living room,
in the kitchen, then that's
what you do, right? Or if you have to kind of, you know, cut your vegetables into star shapes, please don't do that, you know, whatever it takes. But yeah, I mean, that's the other bits, I think, which, I don't know, I mean, that's me. I just love enjoying, like, designing stuff. So until you actually want to do the things.
me too, because I think that there's a level of experience that we forget about because we're so driven into the society of, like, you know, the more you do, the more stressed out you are, like, the more, you know, you're up here, instead of actually, it's like very much the reverse to what it needs to be. And I just can't get over how many people really need to get clear, and it's like a struggle.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it does remind me also of one other thing that, I mean, I've always used, but especially I did a training last year in embodiment coaching. And embodiment for me is just a really intense awareness. Like, it's, you know, I've already used to practice mindfulness for a few years, which of course really helps you to be in touch with yourself, also in touch with your body. I find embodiment really is just taking the whole thing a bit deeper and really paying attention to your body, which of course is crucial for anything you might want to do in life, because that's where you get all the information if something works for you or it doesn't, right? Like, if we can strategize with our heads all day long, but once you feel the things, and that usually includes feeling it in your body, that's a whole different story of knowing what you want, how you can get there, if something's working for you, if it stresses you, or if it's energizing you, you know, all these different things, which I think is maybe also partly why maybe some people haven't learned how to do that, because most people don't learn how to be mindful or embodied. I mean, it's getting more and more, but it's, I mean, I certainly did not know that until I was half through my 20s or something.
Yeah, I think I started when I was like 30. That's when I really started. I had burned out. I blamed myself for it all. And, you know, I just internalized so many different things during that time. And it was really when I stepped into changing my mindset, which people don't realize mindset is typically the foundation. If you want to change something, mindset is so crucial. And the day to day, like, you have to structure your days, but it takes time. Again, I think that's also where people fall off, because I was the person, I was impatient and I wanted results. I'm a result driven person, especially like in my career, I'm just result driven. And when I put that on myself, like, it's not the same aspect, you know, it's completely different. Like you said, we can strategize with our minds, but if we're not feeling it, if we're not truly saying this is why, or navigating from that place, I mean, yes, you're going to just forget about it or not want it, or I call it rebelling, which I used to do with my calendar a lot. I would set up my perfectly blocked out calendar and everything scheduled, and by Tuesday I was overwhelmed by the whole thing and wanted to cancel half of the things because anxiety told me to. And then I had to sit in that and I had to say, why am I rebelling against this, you know, strategized calendar? And it was just because I felt so like restricted with my time and I wasn't on my schedule. I wasn't on there. So of course, if I'm doing everything for everyone else and then there's no time for me, there's no time for me. Where am I at in my own schedule? So that's when I started really pivoting and making sure that's the first thing that I did. And now I get excited because by the end of the week, I'm like, hey, I get this time. I have this, I can do this for myself. And I've scheduled time throughout the week. Whether it's some pampering, cause I truly love some pampering. I'm that girl.
It's so important. It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's so many tips too, like when it comes to just structuring out your day and goals. When people talk about goals, a lot of times they just think about the year. You can have a goal for tomorrow. You can have a goal for today, whatever that is for you. As long as you're clear about it and you know why, that's honestly, it's like pulling through the year instead of just waiting.
Absolutely. And actually glad you mentioned that, because that's, I mean, I do once in a while, like I'll be like, okay, let's have a year-long visualization or 2-year-long or something. And I have one on YouTube, for example, or with clients. But just that's more to get out of your head and have ideas of what you really want. But when it comes to actually making the goals or like structuring your days, I like to not plan much longer than maximum 3 to 6 months, because our brains get fuzzy. Like, try to imagine something in 9 months and your brain's like, oh yeah, I think that's great. But it doesn't work. It's never going to work. So I think it's super important to have, like, you know, fairly short-term things, because otherwise the chances of doing it are much, much, much smaller. It's going to be much harder.
Yeah, I would have to say that would be my last tip, would be to, I do quarterly vision board workshops so that you can just, one, it's accountability. Two, you're coming back and saying, do these goals align? You're seeing the things that you get done. And I think a lot of people forget that aspect, is look at the things that you're accomplishing, not just stare at all the things that are the task list or the goals that you want to accomplish. Like, you're doing them each and every day because you are on that path that you're putting yourself on. And I think that's a huge one, is constantly meet up with yourself. In 9 months, my schedule is going to be changed. It's a different season. I know in the summer, I like to spend way more time outside and doing things. And then during the winter, my schedule gets a little bit more full, especially on a virtual level, which we're lucky to do now. So I was scheduling podcasts out for months. And you know this, because I was booked for months out. And it would just get like, it was getting around the holidays and everything. And I'm like, I can't do this to myself again. But you will learn as you go. So nothing's ever going to be perfect. It's just the process. And ultimately, you are the person to say you like something or you don't, and you can change it. And I think that's what it comes down to, is clarity is getting clear, but you're the person that can re-engage and create your life however you want. And that's honestly my biggest thing about clarity.
Yeah. And again, I would just stress, ask your body. If in doubt, just tune in. And if you, I mean, you can dance it out. You don't have to sit still and like, oh, what am I with my body? Just dance and see what your body tells you.
You start to build too a relationship with yourself. You know what I mean? When you're listening, you're asking yourself questions, you're answering them, you're setting goals, you're doing all of these things. You're building trust with yourself. Your verbiage changed even in your head, and you're just navigating from a different place. And listening to your body is so crucial. It will definitely give you the answers. Again, all of the things that you place externally onto other people and other things, all that power is just being drained out of you, because the power, you keep your power. That's what you have, and use it for you. And then you can give any given day. You can give to anyone any given day once you've given to yourself. That is my biggest thing.
I love that. You've got the power. Is it Snap or whatever I have in my head now?
Maybe I'll sell it to them. Hey, Snapple, you want to sponsor? We got a podcast, it's we true. Know. Well, I truly enjoyed our conversation today. Can you please let us know, like, what is next for you and where do we follow you?
What's next for me? I think I'm in a phase actually where I don't have any big things coming up. I mean, I've just finished my one-to-one coaching program. I redid a few bits, and so I might, yeah, you possibly see a bit of that if you follow me, and possibly some workshops and courses. So they tend to come as and when, which is me. But yeah, the best thing is always you follow me, Nicolina Werther, everywhere. My website is nicolinawerther.com, or Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, wherever suits someone. And you can, yeah, follow me and stay up to date, or join my newsletter, or whatever suits someone.
Ooh, yes. So head over and join that newsletter and follow her. I will put everything down in the show notes for you as well to click and go like, subscribe, head over to Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All, push the buttons and do the things. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode and a brand new guest. Thank you so much.
Bye.